1.
Starbucks is a famous coffee company. In big cities, you see Starbucks stores near train stations, in shopping malls, and on many street corners. Starbucks began in 1971 in Seattle, Washington, at Pike Place Market. The company was named after a character in the famous book Moby Dick. Today, one of Starbucks' main business principles is recognize that profitability is a key to our future success. But back in 1971, no one knew just how profitable this little coffee company would become.
2.
In 1987, Howard Schultz acquired Starbucks and changed its name to Starbucks Corporation. As he expanded the company, Schultz wanted Starbucks to be a place where people would enjoy working. He wanted the employees to be happy. An example of how Schultz tried to achieve this is another of the company's principles, which says, provide a great work environment and treat each other with respect and dignity. When Schultz took over, Starbucks had just 17 stores.
3.
The new owner of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, was influenced greatly by a business trip he took to Italy. He wanted the taste of the coffee and the look of the cafes to match a coffee bar he had visited in Milan. He thought that serving delicious, high-quality coffee would make Starbucks a successful business. This is demonstrated by the Starbucks company principle, apply the highest standards of excellence to the coffee. Schultz's plan worked, and Starbucks stores began opening in many locations. In 1991, Starbucks opened its first airport location at SeaTac International Airport in Seattle. By that year, the number of Starbucks stores was 116.
4.
10 years later, in 2001, Starbucks opened its 300th store in Japan. It now had shops in 17 countries, including Kuwait, New Zealand, Malaysia, and the Philippines. The international popularity of Starbucks is one result of the company principle that says, make diversity an important part of the business style. By selling a wide variety of products that appealed to a variety of people's tastes, Starbucks gained success quickly. Between its U.S. and international stores, Starbucks now had a total of 4,709 store locations.
5.
1 year later, in 2002, Starbucks launched a new service that added to its popularity. It introduced its own wireless internet connection and made it available to customers in its cafes. Soon, people started going to Starbucks not just to drink, but to do internet research, surf the web on their laptop computers. One example, develop satisfied customers all of the time. Since the previous year, Starbucks had added almost 1,500 stores around the world for a total of 6,193 stores.
6.
Starbucks is proud of its socially responsible business style. The company's final business principle is contribute to the community and our environment. In order to do this, the company makes efforts to reduce overall waste at its stores by recycling and using recycled products. The company also donates to various charities. In 2005, Starbucks sold a prepaid card featuring the image of Ichiro Suzuki, a well-known player for the Seattle Mariners baseball team. The money from the card was to benefit children's charities. The total number of Starbucks stores in 2005 reached 9,671. And Starbucks is still growing today.